Hi, everyone. This is Christine Carter and Cracking the Habit Code, 21 Days to Keeping Your Resolutions. Welcome to Day 10, which is about preparations and pre-decisions. This is going to be our quickest class yet, but again, it's important not to skip just because I'm making it easy on you. I broke this little step out. Our worksheet, you'll notice, only has one question today, or one little exercise, because I think it's important not to skip this part of things. So we're really building on our class yesterday, but we're going to look more closely at decisions as being depleting and incorporate the notion that part of our preparation to do whatever our resolution requires needs to include making some pre-decisions or pre-deciding about key factors that we might get too tired to decide about. So basically today, all we're going to do is whip out the day 10 worksheet, please. All we're going to do is break down our resolution into a series of micro decisions. So as we talked about yesterday, decision making is really tough on the old willpower. And so basically what we're going to do is we're going to make a bunch of decisions now, so that when you get to the place where there's something really tempting, so you're riding along on your elephant and you're tired and there's something really tempting for that elephant, we're not going to make you make one more decision and further deplete your willpower. Essentially, what we're going to do is we're going to just set up a really clear path for how these things are going to go. And I know that you have been doing this, but this is a little bit more like we're just putting blinders on the elephant a little bit so that they can't see those temptations, or essentially telling the elephant ahead of time where we're going to go, which will make it much more likely that the elephant will go that way. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go back and listen to yesterday, because I introduced this concept, this metaphor of the elephant and the rider yesterday. Okay, so take out day 10. And what we're going to do is make a list of all the ways that we can prepare to complete our resolution. Now, I know this seems really familiar. We're just getting into even more detail. So what equipment or clothing do you need to put out the night before? What research do you need to do in order to make whatever decision you need to make about, say, what you're going to eat tomorrow? What decisions do you need to make? Think about those now. We make lots of micro decisions all the time. We're going to make them right now. Okay, so let me give you an example of this to make it a little bit more concrete. So for my big morning habits, I wake up and meditate and then work out. And in order to do this, here are all the pre-decisions that I wrote down on my worksheet that I need to do. I need to set the alarm before, and I need the night before. And because I'm usually tired at night, I need to not have to decide what time. So go to your preset schedule that you wrote out in week one in terms of exactly in 10-minute increments. How are you going to get this thing done, right? So I know what time I need to get up, period, in order to do something. And if I know I can't get up at that time, I make another decision about what type of workout I'm going to do. I put my exercise clothes out, my shoes on the treadmill. And this seems really overly detail-oriented, and I actually assure you I'm not a very detail-oriented person by nature, but I've learned I do need to do that, because if I can't find my exercise clothes, then I might go into the laundry room to look for them there, and then I might wake my daughters up, and then they're up, and the whole thing is sabotaged, right? So I just deal with that all the night before. Don't want to have to be looking for my shoes in the morning. Okay, here's a funny one. I need to put my headphones and my phone near my bed. Like I wake up and I set my alarm on my phone, so it's always there. But I found that if I don't have my headphones attached to my phone or within reaching distance, I'm much less likely to meditate. So I meditate in bed. Don't tell my meditation teachers, but it works really well for me. And I'll do it by listening to my meditation instructors. I listen to recordings of guided meditations, which I love. This is something that works really well for me. I'm getting that meditation in, but I won't do it. I'll just press snooze if I have to get out of bed. A lot of times I will get out of bed, but there are those mornings where I need the headphones right near the bed. I need to turn all my alerts off my phone. So I can't see on that homepage how many emails I have, if I've gotten text messages or whatever. I just put it on my phone on airplane mode until after I'm done working out. So I'm pre-deciding not to check my email or my texts or my voicemail or anything first thing in the morning, which sounds kind of crazy, but I go to bed really early and I actually get a lot of email and texts and phone calls and stuff at night. So I know that my morning will be derailed. That's like the grass, the yummy grass on the side of the elephant, that will tempt the elephant. So I'm putting those blinders on by not taking my phone off airplane mode until I'm completely done. Unless I've pre-decided to check my email on the treadmill, and then I put my computer on the treadmill. I actually have like a little workstation on my treadmill. So sometimes I have to check things related to my blog and stuff first thing in the morning, and I will set that up there. So I will get myself onto the tread all the way onto the treadmill. I got to put water near the treadmill because I drink a lot of water when I work out, and if I have to go down into the kitchen to get it, sometimes I get distracted. So, once again, blinders on the elephant. I have my spreadsheet with my baseline goal and my list of exercises on the treadmill. So I've already decided what exercise I'm going to do. I'm much more likely to record what I've done because that spreadsheet is right there on the treadmill. So you can do this for any resolution. So say your resolution is to eat more mindfully. Well, then you need to clear the you need to clear the ba breakfast table. So you say you want it to eat more mindfully, like you just don't want to be distracted at all. So you need to clear off that area so that you don't pass by a magazine you really want to read during breakfast on your way. Or maybe your resolution is to eat more kale, and you're going to eat it. So you're going to decide, okay, I'm going to eat kale at breakfast. And you're going to put it in the smoothie. Well, the night before, since that is not something that the elephant would naturally want to do, probably, you're going to have to put all the dry ingredients in the blender and clean the kale and get it totally ready so that all you're just setting yourself up for success. You're making it really easy. So when I was writing a book, maybe your resolution is to write every day or to write a book. I knew that I needed to write 2 pages a day. And part of the preparation and pre-decision was the night before, or the afternoon before, actually, for me, I would clear off my desk totally from distractions, and I would decide what I was going to write the next day. And I would put out everything I needed so that I was keeping myself focused. So I was laying out a really clear path for the elephant, putting some blinders on it. Now, here's an interesting thing. I would get really distracted by emails, but a lot of times I would store research and things that I needed in my email folders, which seems really convenient until it presents you with tons and tons of temptations. And so before, I'd even written one word, I would have been either resisted a bunch of emails or given into them and be feeling guilty and getting a late start. So the night before, I'd pull whatever I needed out of those email folders so that I did not have to open my email until after I'd written my 2 pages. So go to your worksheet. What do you need to prepare or pre-decide so that your reward is more rewarding? Okay, let's stop here for the day. I look forward to tomorrow, where we're going to talk about a 5-minute willpower brain training. Thanks, everyone. Nice work.